Gentrification is a hard word to avoid, though, when you talk about a number of Atlanta neighborhoods.
This is historic Soto Sopa. It's our vibrant and charming arts and foods district.
I enjoy how you've retained the lower income housing with the updated and quaint urban developments.
Well, it's a joke on South Park, but not in real life. Joining us now is Deirdre Oakley. She's a sociology professor at Georgia State University. It's good to have you again.
Thank you, Celeste. It's good to be here again.
As a useful reminder, can you tell us what gentrification means, what it is?
Okay. There's many definitions of it, but basically the most commonly used is when real estate developers basically target a neighborhood, and a lot of this has to do with real estate speculation. So let me just give you an example. As the Beltline is being built around Atlanta, there's speculation about what the property value is going to be where the Beltline is getting built. And so what real estate developers do is that they buy up property, they redevelop it in hopes that property values will go up, which they do. We've seen that around the Beltline, and bring in people that have higher incomes to be in these apartment buildings. And the net effect of this is that you have a dramatic shrinkage of housing that's affordable to people at working class and low income rates. And so sometimes they get pushed out of the neighborhood and have to move somewhere else.
Now, how does that happen? If you already own property somewhere, mm-hmm. then it doesn't matter to you what the property values do. Or, as Mark Beck, the president of GSU, alluded to, does that then send your property tax rates up and make it unaffordable to live there?
Yeah, that's part of the problem. And Professor Dan Immergluck from Georgia Tech has talked about this, that if you own a home and you're of a modest income, and property values are going up all around you, you might think that this is a good thing in terms of equity in your house. But if you can't afford the increased taxes, you can have a lien put on your house, and then you can't sell it. So it puts people in a situation where they just can't afford to live there. If you're renting a property and the landlord has to pay extra taxes, it means that your rent is going to go up so the landlord can pay the taxes. So somebody like Professor Immergluck has proposed like a circuit breaker, meaning taxes can only go up so much. But as President Becker did allude to, gentrification is a citywide issue, and it means that City Hall has to get on this, has to be on board to do these things that would mitigate displacement.
Are there other things that developers can do? For example, again, I want to repeat Mark Becker's quote, gentrification is a city issue, not a university issue to solve. We do not set property tax rates. Which is true.
Yes.
Absolutely. But are there things that when someone purchases a piece of property, are there things that a developer can do to try to mitigate the effects of gentrification?
Yes, there is something on the books, and I might not have it completely correct, but I think that in the last year, there's legislation that's gone through at the city level that says developers have to set aside X number of units at some level of the AMI, average medium income, so 60%, 80%, something like that. So it's affordable for people of lower income levels. I would say, though, that the people who are in real need of affordable housing are way below that. They're below 50% of the AMI, and it doesn't help them.
Right. AMI is average. That means
yes.
there's people who are a large number of people who are below that average.
Way, way below that average.
So one of the effects of gentrification often is to push out seniors. Sometimes they own
yes.
their house free and clear. Explain to me why that happens in particular.
Well, again, it happens because of taxes. Just because you own your house outright, let's just say that the property value goes up. You don't want to sell because you want to stay in your home. And let's say it goes up to you have to pay $7,000 a year. You're on a fixed income. You can't afford that.
And in addition, many people often refer to the businesses, the changeover of businesses that occur, that the businesses that can afford the rise in property taxes are often not those inexpensive places you may have gone to before.
Right. So the thing that people, I don't think people quite understand, is when you talk about gentrification, it's not just about affecting people with lower incomes, it of all ages, actually, it's also affecting small businesses. If they can't afford the rent anymore, they have to move somewhere else.
So what is the, I mean, especially from a sociological perspective, yeah. What is the benefit of fighting gentrification? Or is it the kind of thing where you should just allow this process to happen as a neighborhood gets redeveloped, as the value of the property goes up? Maybe that's a natural course of economic events.
Well, I mean, it's part of the market. You're mm-hmm. right. And you know, the other thing about Turner Field that needs to people need to be more aware of is that Carter, the developer Carter, is involved in this too. The sale was to GSU and Carter. So there is a real estate developer there that will be doing lots of redevelopment. It's not just going to be GSU. So real estate developers, they're in business to develop. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that do we want to turn into a New York City? All right. So what's going on in New York City?
You mean where the rent is too darn high?
The rent is too darn high. Oh, yeah. But what it means is service workers have to live farther and farther and farther and farther and farther out. And that then has a negative effect on the overall economy of New York City. Because you need service workers, and if they have to move farther and farther out, maybe they're going to get a job farther out. Maybe they're not going to commute into the city anymore.
So it's can be a complete turnover in the culture of a city.
It can be a complete turnover, but it can eventually, now this is like years out, it can really hurt the economy.
That is Deirdre Oakley, a professor of sociology at Georgia State University. Deirdre, thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you for having me.
We want to hear from you, especially if you live in that area around Turner Field or another neighborhood, maybe, where a gentrification is a problem. We're having this conversation now on Facebook, or you can find us on Twitter @OST Talk.